At this time each year, we chat with the chief executives of some of the UK's and indeed the world's largest sight loss charities. It's a bit of a review, if you like, looking back over 2019 and ahead to 2020. Today, it's John Rafferty. He is the chief executive of the CNIB, and he is in Canada, where it is pretty chilly at the moment, I imagine, John.
Chilly this morning, that's for sure. I think it was minus 13 centigrade when I was on my way into the office this morning. So.
Okay. Well, you're warmed up now. So let's take a look at 2019 then for CNIB. What have some of the highlights been this year?
We kicked off a new plan a year ago. We were focusing on some pretty important priorities. I would say the progress that we've made in the area of employment, listening to the stories that are coming from people who are now working with one of our new partners across the country in our Come to Work program. We have 52 partners now nationally as employers. About a month ago at one of our meetings, we heard from Deloitte and the work that they've been doing around employment, and heard from people that they've now employed. And it's got a long way to go for us to kind of really break the back of this issues of inequality in the workplace. But I think that's got to be the top highlight for the year, is the progress we've started to make there.
Many charities obviously look at funding and financing and probably taking a look at the services they provide. You know, there's this expectation they want to be all things to everyone, but that's sometimes not the case. Do you have to take a look at that annually, or is that part of a longer strategy where you look at the services and you look at the funding?
So we do look at that every year. We do it at this time of the year every year. So we just literally last week we were going through the exercises of prioritization, and we do it putting in the initial phases, putting the money on one side and just trying to rank, if all we could do was, you know, was one thing, which would we do? And as you look at each program, you put it either above or below the one you've just reviewed in order to get this kind of sequence of work, because it's the most difficult thing for us and for anyone in our space is to decide not to do something. But to your point, if you're going to move the needle on things in a big way, sometimes you have to make choices, and as difficult as they are, that's something we do every year. Fundraising is significantly challenging. It gets more complex every year. It's a crowded space. I know that it's strange for someone who's a CEO of a charity to talk about the competitive landscape, but it's very different than other private sector areas, but equally as competitive. And the profile of who a donor is changing. And how we engage with, you know, with millennials is very different than how we engage with older generations. So we are looking at a lot of social enterprise, which are businesses related to our space that generate income to fund programs. So it's not philanthropy as a big part of what the future needs to have, because to rely on philanthropy alone is a scary proposition.
And I know we've spoken in the past, John, about the guide dog school which CNIB opened. How's that been going in 2019?
I tell you what, Alan, two weeks ago we had our graduation ceremony. It was simulcast in five cities across the country. It's going incredibly well. So we've got a couple of types of dogs that graduate, and this year is probably a personal highlight for me. But those dogs who are better suited for a different career go into the buddy dog program, and the buddy dogs get placed with kind of a 9 to 12-year-old individual who's blind or partially sighted, for them to get used to care and feeding of a dog, to get used to the structure, to have the companionship, to have responsibility. It ticks all kinds of boxes, and I was presenting a certificate to one of the buddy dog graduates 2 weeks ago called Mason, and just watching the two of them interact was absolutely incredible.
So a great step forward in terms of the guide dog school. I mean, that's a very long-term thing as well, isn't it?
It's a key anchor to the programs that we offer. It allows us to engage with the community differently with that as one of our offerings. Nothing better than puppies and dogs when it comes to fundraising.
Absolutely. What about perhaps campaigning or politically? What's 2019 meant for CNIB?
2019 for Canada was an incredible year. CNAB was actively involved in it. We weren't alone. A lot of people came together, but we've got a new federal legislation, a new federal bill around accessibility, Bill C-81. And that will now provide a much stronger backdrop for us to implement the changes that need to take place. Canada is fragmented into federal and provincial jurisdiction items. So this governs federal items, but it's going to provide a lot more teeth for the types of regulations and laws that that will hang off of it. So a landmark year. And we are a very active campaigning organization. In the short term, the philanthropy kind of puts the bandage on an issue by kind of closing a gap, but the long-term solution always comes through campaigning. It comes through new legislation. It comes through changes that are you know, built into the laws of society.
Now, are there things coming up in 2020, new pathways or new projects?
There's an exciting new kind of rebrand and reset of our whole kind of product retail side of the business. There's nothing more engaging for someone than coming to a CNAB location and going home with some type of a device that's going to make tomorrow a little bit easier. And we're completely remodeling those stores. The shop is going to be rebranded CNAB Smart Life Center. Much higher focus on technology and much more of a learning environment versus a kind of a retail transactional environment. We need to continue what we're doing on the employment front because that's a slow, long road, and we need to be consistent there. And it's going to be an exciting year for some of the new priorities that come out of this federal legislation from a campaigning standpoint. And I'm sure along the way, to use a North American analogy, we'll get a few curveballs. Or to use a cricket one, we'll get a googly or two.
I know you mentioned the buddy dogs and presenting the certificate as a bit of a highlight of the year. Anything else for yourself that really stood out?
I get to go to a lot of different community events across the country. It was a really exciting event in Vancouver about a month earlier that was all done in Cantonese and Mandarin, engaging with our Chinese Canadian community that I thought was really groundbreaking in terms of making sure that we're relevant to the community in all aspects of what a great multicultural society Canada is. Having presented Braille certificates and having some kids with those Braille certificates point out the errors that we'd made in the Braille live on stage, that's always fun because we had a few typos, but kids always, they always make everything quite enjoyable.
Great. So it's been quite a year. We will obviously continue to follow the work of CNIB here on RNIB Connect Radio. But for now, John, we'd like to wish you and everyone at CNIB a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Alan, and to all of your listeners, likewise from Canada.